Welcome. We are a few minutes early to allow people to enter the Zoom room and the live stream. Allow yourself to make yourself comfortable and enjoy a wonderful song by the Dignans family. I hope I'm saying their name correctly, B'ezrat Hashem, God willing. It is full of hope, and that's where we're headed. So I'm going to go ahead and allow you to listen to that before we begin. Give me 1 minute, please, as I enter folks into the room. Welcome. Allow yourself to become situated, enjoy a wonderful song that will be the theme of our teaching and practice today. From my favorite Ohio-based U.S. band right now, known as the Bengsons, B-E-N-G-S-O-N-S. They're a wonderful couple. So we'll just hear a little bit of that. Is it?
Keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going on. Keep going on. So this is a keep going.
We'll be ready to begin in about a minute. Welcome. The song you're hearing in the background is from this wonderful small family band of Abigail and Sean Bengsons. And I hope I'm saying their name correctly, B'ezrat Hashem, B-E-N-G-S-O-N-S. They're based out of Ohio, and they write songs of hope and passion and the theme of joy, the sense of we need to keep going. This is the keep going song. And this is the same with us here, the keep going practice, the keep going daily Musar mindfulness practice. Shalom, Baruchim Habaim, welcome. I'm Rabbi Chasio Uriel Steinbauer, the founding director, spiritual leader of Machon LeKedusha Kehilat Musar, the Institute for Holiness in the Musar community here in the Galil in Israel. We open this live on Zoom and live stream to welcome everyone from all over the world. All are welcome. And we are in the middle of our 40 days Elul practice. Well, you may think to yourself, well, we're not in Elul anymore, which is the Jewish Hebrew month that just passed. We're in Tishrei now. Once we entered the Jewish New Year, Rosh Hashanah, we're in Tishrei. The 40-day practice began on Rosh Chodesh, Elul, went on for normally 30 days. It was 29 this year. And then we have the 10 days between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, known traditionally as the 10 days of repentance. And as you know, we've been deeply engaged in a daily practice of self-care, of spending this half hour together in sacred community, taking refuge so that we can both work on self-forgiveness and forgiveness of others, and really to open our hearts and to let go of anything that we are really clinging to or stuck from the past year, so that we really can be here and present. So I am delighted to have you here. Welcome. We always begin with our kavanot, with our intentions. So I'm going to go ahead and pull those up on my screen. I ask for your patience. Thank you. All right. You shall see before you. So this is considered an act of self-care to spend this half hour together. And it's also one that you are doing with the mindfulness that you are doing it to be of service to others and God later. Okay, that's part of our sitting practice, is to give us hizuk, strength. So we say together the first kavana, the first intention. This is something I am doing to strengthen my own soul in order to be of benefit to others in the future. And then our second one, this is something I'm doing to strengthen my relationship to others. all this forgiveness, self-forgiveness, forgiving others, so that we can move past the forgiveness to be deeper in relationship, to come to actual joy and presence, so that I can be a better conduit of God's good to others when they need me. And finally, the last one, we're doing this practice, this engaging in the sacred community and what we call Vaad or Kahila or even Sangha, to strengthen our relationship with the divine. So this is something I'm doing to strengthen my relationship with the Creator so that I can be a better conduit of God's good to others when they need me. We're going to carry and hold on to those kavanot, those intentions, as we move into practice. But I want you to recall the teaching that we began with when we first started this almost, what is it, 38 days ago? It's just wonderful to be together. I hope that my joy extends to yours. I hope that in this free will offering that we are offering from the Institute of Holiness really enters your life and strengthens you, and that together we basically really build ourselves better and a better world. So the teaching, as you might recall, was all about kavod, the mida of kavod, which is honor. And if you recall, it's kaf bet dalid, okay? It means it has a sense of heaviness, kaved. And it means that you're taking something with integrity and interest, and there's a seriousness to it. It has a weight for you. And it's a self-honor, because you are created in the image of God, and so is everyone else, even the people that bother us or that we haven't forgiven yet. They too have that spark of holiness in them. They have that kavedness, that heaviness, right? It's the soul that shines through, even here on a live stream or Zoom. So I want you to recall that teaching, because there's a levity there, as much as that we talk about heaviness, to actually internalize as a spiritual practice that you are created in the image of God, whatever that might mean to you, just the sense that you have been born and created. You weren't the cause of it. It was like a gift. It's what we call, you know, shefa, this grace, this chen coming down and bringing you into this world full of you to offer your purpose and your gifts. That alone can lift us in our darkest times. And you may recall from the teaching yesterday of looking at the parsha that we looked at, Nitzavim, of also shuv and teshuvan, returning, this happening over and over again, and all the pesukim and all the verses, that this returning, this sense of transformation is ongoing. And with it, it can be something that we see as a gift, not as something that's a burden, something that we need to push away or avoid. So I'll just share very briefly a little bit about transformation, again, from our beloved teacher, Rabbi Alan Liu. May his memory be for a blessing, from his Sefer, his book, This Is Real and You Are Completely Unprepared. I'm on page 154, where he talks about transformation. He says that God is depicted as the one who's doing the pushing here, meaning pushing us during this time, pushing this all the time to grow, right? We can feel that sometimes. And that we are in this predicament that's brought to the point of transformation during this time, that it's God that has driven us. And this predicament is part of the process. It's a gift. It's the agent of our turning, of that shuv, of teshuvah. And so it's also showing during this time that transformation is not something that happens once or for all time. Okay? It is something of a blessing, something that we continuously return to, continue to turn in the future. And he said, goes on to say, it doesn't have a beginning, a middle, or an end. We never reach the end of teshuvah. Like any spiritual discipline, there really is no end. It's a journey. We take it one day at a time. So it's always going on when we are awake to the moments, and then we fall asleep again because we're human. Just like we move away from the breath and get lost in our thoughts, we get lost in the teshuvah process sometimes. So teshuvah seems to proceed, and every step in the way, as much as we move away, in some ways it's also a step home, because the minute we become awake, this is part of this practice, is teaching us to come back awake, to return, and then we return home again. So and for you, those of you who are sitting here and have been sitting for the past 38 days, if you're like, I don't feel something yet, I haven't noticed any opening or change, I haven't forgiven, I still feel the tightness, the clinging, whatever it might be for you, you can trust, and over time in this process, it will. And I say that, I don't mean it lightly. I know this as someone who's been practicing Musar and mindfulness for over 20 years. And so it is the case in the realm of spiritual practice that it takes a long time to manifest in our lives, and that this is just the beginning. May it be that you continue in community with us and continue practicing with us even after Yom Kippur. And this is where the real work is, correct? It's not as if we're done once Yom Kippur, once the Eilah happens, the gates closed, and we're supposedly all better, right? Or not. So that's a short teaching for us today. I want to move into practice, because that's where we really over time move into this. So we're going to keep our song that was given to us at the beginning, the keep going song, the keep going, keep going, keep going on song. Hopefully we will play some of that at the end if we have time. We are going to engage in a joy meditation today. I will guide you. Please come to a comfortable upright position. If you're sitting, if you need to stand, please do so. Keep your eyes open if you're standing. If you want to engage in a walking meditation, if you are advanced enough, please do so. If you need to lie down, keep your eyes open so that you're awake and alert. I want you to root your feet into the ground if you are joining us sitting. Whether it's on, if you're sitting in a chair, then make sure to root your feet. I want you really feeling held by the earth. You're between heaven and earth. If you're sitting on a zafu, on a meditation cushion, just feel the weight of yourself really in your sit bones that you're held. And come to a position where you feel comfortable, yet alert, full of dignity as a child created in the image of God. And shut your eyes if you feel safe. Otherwise, lower your gaze. We're really aware in mindfulness practice of the senses and the sense awares. And so by shutting the eyes or lowering the gaze, we essentially shut out one sense so that we can be more present with the embodied felt sense of the experience right here and right now. So that is the reason why we shut our eyes. Allow your hands to lower into your lap. Take three deep cleansing breaths. My deep kavanah, my deep intention of moving us into a joy practice is to show you how delightful it really is to be engaging in the gift of forgiveness and teshuva. It doesn't have to be all heavy in the sense of no joy, essentially. That through our practice, we're cultivating this natural well-being. And we recognize as a gift from God that joy is dwelling within. And we're going to use today our mindful attention to directing the experience of the aliveness of this well-being, of this joy in our body, mind, and heart as we connect with the goodness inside and outside in the world around us. So to access our joy as a practice of Musar mindfulness, we don't merely know we are feeling good. We actually feel what it's like to feel joy, to feel good. So without effort, meaning we're not going to force or try to make something happen, we're going to gently invite well-being and joy right now by simply inclining our mind in that direction. And we connect with the good that is already here in us and around us, that which brings us delight and appreciation. Let's our mind relax into what is here right now in this present moment. So take a minute in silence and really reflect, what is your felt experience right here in this moment? Our own well-being and joy can be a gift to others as it awakens those qualities in those around us. It is part of bringing God's good to others. Allow a gentle scan of your whole soul, yourself right now. And if you notice any sensations of the body or any emotions or thoughts that are pulling you away, or perhaps are a negative state, know too that they will pass. Know too that we can, with intention, bring more joy. As you move through this awareness of your body, invite each area to soften if there is any tension. Allow your face to soften, your forehead, your eyes, and your jaw. Soften down through your neck, your shoulders, and your arms. Continue down through your torso, softening your chest and belly. Down through your pelvic region and hips. Continue down through your legs, your thighs, your knees, your lower legs, through to your ankles and your feet and your toes. How often we take for granted our feet when they carry us so much, so many miles, so many kilometers a day. Allow your whole body to relax and be at ease. Allow a smile, even a half smile, to form on your face with a slight upcurling of your lips. Notice if this practice has any effect on your mind right now. No need to tell yourself a story or a narrative if you don't have a felt experience of smiling from. But if you do, if you notice any change in your mind or well-being, just note it to recognize and allow whatever arises, knowing that we, as Dorothy Hunt says, the amazing poet, we have the heart space to hold all of this. Take a few deeper breaths, bringing a calming energy to your body. With each in-breath, breathe in calm, inviting further relaxation as you exhale. Breathing out calm. Breathe in joy. Breathing out well-being. Allow your breath to find its own natural rhythm. There's no need to control or make anything happen. Simply relax and receive the breath as the gift that it is. Knowing well in Hebrew and in Jewish practice that the breathing, the neshama, is tied to the same shoresh, the same root as nefesh, as neshama, as our soul. There is a deep relationship. Hashem breathes into us life, and each breath is a gift. Now I want you, with full intention and kavanah, to bring to mind something that brings you joy. Maybe it's even a sensation in your body, a felt sense, a feeling of contentment, well-being. Perhaps your mind is going to you being out in nature, at a forest or a lake. For some of you, maybe you're dancing or being with a loved one or a pet. Recall a time when you experienced joy and well-being. Maybe you are experiencing it live in the present moment right now. Without telling yourself a story or making anything happen, enjoy this embodiment. Enjoy this memory. Notice how it feels in your body as you recall this experience. Notice how it feels in your heart. Now I want you to bring to mind some blessing in your life. It could be taking refuge with us in this practice. It could be someone or something that you are grateful for. It could be gratitude for the ability to forgive, for forgiveness itself, and the letting go of any burden that comes with that. Any holding on and not forgiving. As you think of this blessing before Yom Kippur, as we hang between this life and death of despair and hope, bring an image to your mind of this person, perhaps even one of the people that you forgave during this 40 days Elul practice. Someone you're grateful for because they allowed you to practice. They allowed you to grow. Simply give a silent thank you right from your heart to that person. It's such a release when someone forgives us too. Not all of us are granted that gift. We may seek forgiveness, and it may not be given, but we still have to find a way to forgive and let go. Or we may be waiting for someone to request forgiveness, and it may never happen. So when it does happen, when we do forgive, or when someone forgives us, relax in that joyful feeling of gratitude, of relief, of well-being as it pervades your body right now. Bring to mind another blessing. Again, this could be your second or third person during our 40 days at Lowell practice, someone close to you that you have an easy relationship. Perhaps it was the neutral person, the acquaintance, or perhaps it's that person that we have the most challenging relationship with. Someone that you're grateful for, bring their image to mind and give a silent thank you from your heart. Allow yourself to feel this in your body. Finally, bring to mind a third blessing. Call up this image of this person, or even a life situation or experience that you've had. Give yourself an inner bow, even maybe a blessing of gratitude to yourself and your own practice, and give a silent thank you. What is your felt experience right now? Not what you're thinking about it, but your actual sensations in the body and your lived experience. Open that you are alive. You are here right now in this moment. We are awakening to the good and giving thanks. Allow my offering to you to flow through you and flow out back as a gift to all who are with us. Aware that your breath sustains you and keeps you alive. Receive life and the gifts of it as it moves through you right now. Allow yourself to simply enjoy the fact that you are here right now in this present moment. We will spend the next moment two in silence, and I will ring the bell when we are to come out and join together in this sacred circle. When you hear me ring the bells, you will gently and slowly open your eyes, awaken to your surroundings and the goodness inside and all around you with appreciation and joy. Gently open your eyes. Join us back in this amazing space, either on Zoom or live stream on YouTube, Facebook, or LinkedIn. Thank you. Thank you for your practice. Thank you for attempting to really come to engage in this practice of Musar mindfulness, to grow, to gain awareness and wisdom, to be kinder, full of compassion. We always close with our forgiveness prayer. I'm going to share screen with you. As I've said before, we Jews traditionally say this forgiveness prayer before we go to bed at night, before we engage in the Shema, which is the central Jewish prayer of recognizing God as one. And we say this so that we really do let go and forgive if we are holding on to anything. And traditionally, it's one of the reasons it's said is for fear that you may pass in the middle of the night and you wouldn't want to die holding on to any of that burden, any of that anger or not letting go. And for us today, we can understand that on a deeply spiritual level, that we are always dancing. I mean, we're all going to die eventually. We're well aware of this during the 10 days, this dance. So we also know how freeing it is. It's such a liberation to forgive and really let go, because it's only hurting ourselves when we don't. So please say with me now. Here we have in the English and the Hebrew. You will find all this on our website, where we also list on our blog all the text, all the sources that we use during this practice. We say together now, please, I hereby forgive anyone who has angered or provoked me or sinned against me, physically or financially, or by failing to give me due respect, or in any other matter relating to me, involuntarily or willingly, inadvertently or deliberately, whether in word or deed, let no one incur punishment because of me. May I forgive. May they forgive. May we all really let go. So I always announce where we are. We are in the seventh day of Tishrei, very close to Yom Kippur, which starts in two nights. I say it with joy. So we've come a long way. It'll start on Wednesday evening. It's all Jewish holidays and observance start in the evening. And we will meet one more time tomorrow at our regular scheduled time, which is 8:30 p.m. is Israel time, or 1:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, or 10:30 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. And I want you to come tomorrow with who you are and where you are in your practice. We'll share some 5-10 minutes at the end to share together. I'll be able to answer any questions you have or comments so that we can really bring this 40-day Elul practice to closure in such a beautiful, sacred way together. So I invite you to join me tomorrow to honor the community and your practice, take refuge in God together, and basically all of it together. So may all beings be safe and healthy. May you also, thank you for joining us. I look forward to practicing and being with you tomorrow. Wherever you are, enjoy the rest of your day, or Laila Tov, good night. Take care.